When I was young, oh, kids hate those words. If you're a parent, I'll bet your kids, they probably do. But here I go, I'm going to do it anyway. When I was young, there was this woman named Emily Post, and she was the expert on etiquette. And so we would often ask, well, what does Emily Post say we're supposed to do in this situation? From Emily, we learned that we men were supposed to open doors for women. We're supposed to walk on the outside when you're walking with a woman in sort of this protective role. You should be saying please and thank you regularly. Now, today, Emily Post is right next to the dinosaurs in the Natural History Museum. Maybe she's been consigned there. Then along came a replacement named Miss Manners. Unfortunately, Miss Manners would have an uphill struggle in our culture today, because we live in a world of fast food, fast track, me first. So who's got time for courtesy anymore? The King's kids do. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about royal treatment. Our word for today from the Word of God comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Before we take a look at it, let's take a look at the generation we're living in. You know, we live in a world where courtesy seems to be kind of burdensome and trivial and not happening, even unknown to a lot of people. People think that's a lot of unnecessary, picky little rules. And you say, well, who says I'm supposed to do this at dinner? Who says I'm supposed to treat a girl this way? Who says I'm supposed to say that? Well, let's take a look at the lifestyle of a king's kid, someone who knows the King of Kings personally through Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 10, verses 23 and 24. Everything is permissible, Paul says, but not everything is beneficial. In other words, he comments here on the attitude that says, hey, listen, I can do what I feel like. Who needs rules? Who needs boundaries? He says everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive. Nobody should seek his own good, but the good of others. Verse 33, even as I try to please everybody in every way, he's saying, I want to be a pleasing person. I'm not seeking my own good, but the good of many, so they may be saved. Verse 31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God. Now, he's not talking here about some little rules you have to follow because some Emily Post or Miss Manners or rule book say you have to. It's just having an attitude of doing the things that, like, put the other person first, that's considerate, that's sensitive to how they're going to respond, how it's going to make them feel. That's what courtesy is, even reaching to how I eat and drink. It's like I care about your feelings. But see, I have a higher reason to learn courtesy than satisfying some etiquette book. As a follower of Jesus Christ, I want you to feel comfortable. I want you to feel safe. I want to make you feel special, relaxed. I want to make you feel like royalty. We're living in a world where people are treated roughly and shabbily. They're treated cheaply. They feel cheap. And they act cheap. But as a follower of Jesus, I, above all others, ought to let the other guy go ahead of me. I should be the one who treats a woman like a queen, even if it's just a lady checking out my groceries at the store. If I'm going to put other people first, I'm going to say thank you. I'm going to write a note that says thank you to them and not just act like I'm entitled to what they gave me. I'll say, excuse me. I'll eat with grace so that some of them may even be saved because they've been treated and put first. You're going to be a standout if you're a courteous person. You will have, honestly, a refreshing edge on a lot of other people. You don't have to fall into the barnyard manners of our selfie society. Because, say, you're a king's kid. So give people royal treatment.
Thanks, Ron. Did you know A Word With You is available to be sent directly to your email box? Sign up is easy when you visit awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.